Speak only the word that I tell you. St. Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said it this way in the New Testament. Preach the word. And what word is that? Not just any word, but only the word that God bids us preach. Contrary to Marcion, the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament is the same. What God demands of those who proclaim the word of the Lord has never changed. God requires a faithful, accurate, complete statement limited to what he himself has given us to proclaim. But limited to what God himself has given us to proclaim does not mean that we simply take the Bible as our creed. There are many denominations that do that. But it seems that that is the only thing upon which they can agree. There is certainly no unanimity in what the Bible teaches. Speak only the word that I tell you. In order to do that, we must do what has always been done in the Christian church. We must clearly state what we believe, teach, and confess, and we must just as clearly state what we reject. The word that God bids us to speak draws a sharp line between truth and falsehood, because that line is also the line between life and death. We must draw a sharp line because we live in an age in which some religious groups simply redefine Christian words and can apparently agree with us. I remember very well a visit by two young ladies, Mormon missionaries, while I was still a student here at the seminary. When they asked me what I believe, I quickly decided that the best way of delineating the Christian faith from their false faith was by confessing the Apostles' Creed. When I said, I believe in God the Father, and so forth, they quickly said, oh, we believe that too. When I said, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and so forth, they again said, oh yes, we believe that too. Likewise, they believed, as I did, in the Holy Spirit. We were using the same words, but meaning very different things. For the adherent of the Mormon Church does not believe what the Apostles' Creed confesses. Only by understanding the words in radically different ways can such a person say, I believe what you believe. Speak only the word that I tell you does not mean simply using the right words, such as in Jesus' name. We live in a pluralistic world in which many religious viewpoints bring their own understanding to the table. A Muslim will hear such a phrase as in Jesus' name and will understand the reference to Jesus as a reference to a good man, a prophet, but not the Son of God, the only Savior of the world. We also live in a postmodern world, one in which absolute truth is up for grabs. Many people can and do misunderstand a perfectly correct statement like, Jesus Christ died to save sinners. They might think that they are not a sinner, or not a bad enough sinner, or that the statement is not necessarily true for them, or that it might be true, but there are certainly other ways to be saved. The adherent of a non-Christian religion that uses words that sound Christian but really aren't, the adherent of a non-Christian religion who brings his own wrong understanding to our words from the outset, the postmodernist who understands the words in any way he pleases, and, oh yes, the Christian who has heard our words many times. To all of these people, we are to speak only the word that God bids us to speak. Speaking only what God gives us to speak amounts to a simple and straightforward proclamation of both law and gospel. With the law, we say, you, yes, you have sinned and cannot gain heaven on the basis of your own good works. You will never make it to heaven that way. And with the gospel, we say, Jesus Christ, God Himself, took on human flesh, suffered, and died so that you might live through Him in faith. And faith in Jesus Christ is the only way that God has given us for such salvation. Let me assure you of several things if you preach thus. You will never be the pastor of a crystal cathedral with thousands of members and multi-thousands of dollars in salary. You will never be asked to address a world parliament of religions, or the World Council of Churches, or the Lutheran World Federation, for that matter. But I can also assure you that by preaching thus, you will not have to say to the angel of the Lord, I have sinned in my preaching. You will not have to worry about the angel of the word waiting to slay you. And you will not have to listen to a donkey telling you what you ought to know. Although I have primarily addressed you, the future pastors in the congregation today, God's word here applies, as always, to all of us. For when Luther said in the explanation to the third commandment that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it, Luther was here not referring to just any word, but only the word that God has given us to hear. So, dear friends in Christ, speak only the word that I tell you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.